Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In 50 days, less than 50 days, New Jersey is going to vote to legalize marijuana, and 40% of our population will live within 30 minutes drive or less of legal marijuana. The governor and I think our legal marijuana is better. We think our farmers would grow better legal marijuana than New Jersey's. We think we should reap the benefits, not New Jersey.
Wait a minute. Is the governor and the motorcycle gang, lieutenant governor, are they both smoking up? How do they know it's better? He said that in the beginning. They grow all the farmers. Joining us is a guy, though, who is poised. And he's a Republican. He's a great guy. When we had him on, Dan, I had him on first. I think it was a Friday. I was filling in on the morning show. Don't know if you were producing that day. You might have been.
Oh, I was. Yeah.
Were you? And it was, you got him. That's right. It was a home run of home runs way back then, because he proposes to make Chemung the marijuana capital, if you will, of New Jersey. And I think that's a fair statement, at least the growing part of it. And it is on the ballot. We haven't talked about that. It's something to consider. I think it passes 60-40, but I don't know. Are dopers going to fill out? It's all mail-in ballots there in Jersey. You can't vote in person. Maybe that helps. Let's go to the mayor of Chemung. Let's go to Mayor Michael DeCroce here on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Mayor, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dom. It's great to hear you again. How are you?
Well, very well. So I'd like to be the referee of a contest with Fetterman against you. Your farmers against his. I don't know who would let smoke up the results of the marijuana growing, but he wants to be a contender. So you believe this is going to pass. You've been taking action. I do, too. The question I had for you is this. How did they resolve the legislature, or they didn't resolve that yet, I guess. Maybe that's it. Of the amount of poundage you could have on you to tell us you're not a dealer, you're just someone who wants to use recreational marijuana.
Right. They have not yet even decided that. What they're going to do is put this on the ballot, and as of November 3rd, you'll be able to vote in New Jersey as to whether or not you believe that marijuana should be legal for anyone over 21 years of age. Now, what they're going to do, as is typical of most large governments, right, is they're going to have the Cannabis Regulatory Commission. That's going to, and they're the ones that have been in, they've been in place since the medical marijuana was approved. But they'll be the one to kick that back and kick it around, then send it back to the legislature, and they'll decide on where these places can be located, where they can be sold, how much you can have. But essentially, the interpretive statement is that anybody that's over 21 would be able to have marijuana, cannabis products, and presently there is no limitation on how much that could be.
While we're on this, before we get to the particulars of what you want to turn Chemung in, look, on this, I get it. We've arrived at this point at the voters with this. I'm not going to die on that hill. But a thorny issue here is it's been unresolved. How are we going to determine if someone is past a legal limit? And I know we can say that's been kicked down the road, but I know the police are concerned with that.
It is a big concern, Dom. It's just like alcohol or even prescription medication. Many people don't realize that when they're on these various drugs that they're not supposed to be behind the wheel. So, I mean, we've educated our public. People know not to drink and drive and smoke and drive and imbibe and drive. It is going to be a little bit more difficult. And I think, as we talked about last time, the billion-dollar idea is to be able to come up with a test that will be able to tell you what your THC level is in the blood. But other than that, they have, you know, field sobriety tests and tests and different ways to determine whether or not somebody's driving when they shouldn't.
Okay, so you've contacted now, Dan tells me, about 20 or so odd marijuana people. And what are you contacting them to tell them?
Yeah, we have a letter that's going out this week to the top 20 producers around the country. We want to explain to them that Chemung is a business-friendly, government-friendly climate. We have easy access to the entire state of New Jersey. We're about a 1.5-hour drive from 6 million people. We're 1 hour east of Philadelphia. So on your way down the shore, if you're going to LBI, you might have gone through Chemung on Route 206. We have great climate and soil for hemp and cannabis production. We have lots of farmers here who've been in this area for hundreds of years, some of them. We're a rural area. It's uncongested roads. It's crime-free. And we have, believe it or not, in New Jersey, some of the lowest local taxes. We run Chemung on a nickel out of the dollar. We've got great schools, and we have numerous farms and greenhouses. So we're ready, red hot to produce, and we think that this is the area where we can accommodate this industry.
Okay, so you still, though, have to get past the legislature and their nonsense. And I do think you run, from what I can tell, a really good area. It's wine country, too, right? I visited one of the wineries once there, right?
Yes, Don. We've got a great winery called the Valenzano Winery, which is right on 206.
Yes. Yeah,
it's really good wine, perfect wedding destination. Mm-hmm. And we've got the Piccalilli and La Campanola.
Well, So here's the thing, though. You're a particularly difficult person for the other side to push back on this because you're efficient, smart, reasonable, and all those things are in place. So I'll throw it to you this way. I'll try this on you. Do you see any downside to being the marijuana growing capital? That would also mean you would have a pot shop, too, right?
Well, it's possible. I mean, it depends on what the legislature says about that. But okay. I think that, you know, we have to get beyond, Dom, of what, you know, we're looking at in the past as to who used this product and what kind of people that it attracted. If it's going to be a product that is available through the entire state of New Jersey and eventually the entire country, I think a lot of those problems go away. Part of the issue is the people that were selling it were unlicensed and criminals. And so once you bring it into, it's just like alcohol. When you go back to when, you know, Prohibition days, what happened? So I think a similar process will happen, that you'll have reputable companies with a reputable product, and you won't have to worry about the criminal element that we have to worry about now.
Before we get to what it would do for your town, which could be massive, this question comes up all the time. And you've delved into it more than I. I just go by various people we've had on. I've never saturated myself in getting a definitive answer. The problem is, the argument, though, is the marijuana today, for whatever reason, is more dangerous or synthetic or something than the marijuana of yore. In other words, it's not as natural, not as lacking in harm, particularly as we get more and more young people doing it. Well, what's the response to that? What have you found?
Well, I think you're right on target, Don. From what I understand, a lot of these new products that they're coming out with are very, very strong. And it's not the marijuana that was around in the 1970s. So, I mean, that's an issue of concern. And I don't know what the legislature, how they would regulate it. But I would think that, you know, at some point they would regulate the amount of THC,
okay,
the percentage of THC. And I think that's probably how you get around that issue.
Now, what would it do for your town? Dan asked me to ask, and it's a great question. You're the marijuana capital. What would it do for your town and the region?
Well, I think my number one option or goal is to create new jobs. I think we could probably get 100 new jobs in Chemung. I want to reduce property taxes. And it's along the line of what happens in Alaska, for example. If you're there, they have the pipeline that's going through. The gas and oil companies then ship a check to each of the property owners there to reduce their property taxes. And that's what I have in mind here. I want a partnership with these companies that want to come to a place where they're appreciated, can make a great product, and can make a great product. So while there will be an opportunity to tax them, a local tax, what I'm looking for is companies that want to come to Chemung and have a partnership. And eventually, I mean, this might be pie in the sky, but the goal would be if you have property in New Jersey, in the town of Chemung, that you do not pay property taxes because it's being subsidized by this industry that would come here.
Now, someone would say, Mayor, as noble as that is, if you're saying no property tax in New Jersey, you've already been dipping into too much of this stuff.
Well, not New Jersey, just Chemung.
Okay, right? Yeah, I know, but anywhere in New Jersey, right, yeah. That's a noble goal.
Yeah, exactly. So reducing property taxes, I want to create a stream of income for our underutilized farms, repurposing existing vacant commercial property, and become a town which still keeps some of its anonymity. We don't want to change. You know, we are just a beautiful little town on the cusp of the Wharton Acres, which I know that you know about, Joseph.
Yep.
Wharton at University of Penn. So we have free water here, which is beautiful because we're on the largest aquifer on the East Coast. And in this industry, in the cannabis industry, they use lots of free water. We have beautiful soil. We've got great people. And I think we're a town that would be perfect for this industry.
Mr. Mayor, you make a compelling case. You're a great guy. We'll talk again, hopefully before the big vote. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dom. Have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.